Yeah, so thank you for allowing me to record this for learning purposes. So thank besides so the much. Heat wave that you have there in Sweden, how else are you?
We're fine, busy. I have had an assignment again with the company that I used to work with. So I have been more busy than ever during this period of time when everybody's slowing down. And I think I've been having a lot, which is, I think I reflected on it this week, that how lucky it is and how good it is. The only thing sometimes when I work, like right now, I am on a board member with a company called Women for Education, and I'm doing a lot of things for the Women Leadership Hub, and it's not paid. And I recognize that this is something I really like to do. However, when you feel like you don't have a money on it, you don't feel like this is a job. But I tuned my mind that if this is really what you want to do and this is what's keeping you busy, I think this is something important where you need to spend the right time, when you need to do it with joy. So I had a little bit of a mindset shift on how do I look at what I'm doing, even though if it's not giving me the monetary reward, but it's a long-term maybe building up on it, and I need to see a reward. Or we talked a lot about value. Where am I bringing value? And it will bring a lot of value. It's bringing a lot of value, but I just don't see it. And this is maybe something that I have reflected myself, that when I look for value and people don't see the value, and even not myself, I don't see it. So how can, you know, how am I expecting myself to see a value if I see somebody else seeing it, if I don't see it myself? So that's something that I reflected upon, those weeks. But when I start, and then I do things in another manner right now because I enjoy it more. So I have more, more dedication in it. And it means much more for me rather than when I had it before. So it's been a good reflection about where I impact and where the value, and that gives me a much better way when I talk to people about what I do. I am, like we talked about the horse before, like when you approach it with a desire, it has a whole another connotation to it. And this is something that I think it had a switch, and I saw it directly. I had a client meeting and I felt like, yeah, I own that area. I know what it is. So it gives me much more confidence getting into it. And I think that has been a very good reflection from my side.
Well, your energy is high as you're talking about all of this. And yeah. Notice your energy and your smile. And so there's two things that you said there. That the first one was that you have more work, paid work. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then the second thing is the unpaid work. Mm. You mentioned second around your contribution, volunteer contribution, and it seems like it's important, but something about being the reward or seeing the value or something felt like there was some inner conflict or some conflict going on for you. Is that how it is for you or not?
I think the conflict that I said, like, I was not able, you know, and this is maybe we as a human being, we put value on what monetary is, money sometimes. Like, okay, this is valuable, maybe, or this is a job that I'm already paid for, then, you know, I need to be doing it properly and so on. And when we started Women Leadership Hub, and then we don't have money, but we have a good cause, and we are six co-founders. And where I recognize that the difference between what I do and what the other do, that they have not taken it as a job. They have not taken it. So until you take something as a real commitment and job, even though there is no monetary reward in it, but it has a meaning and a purpose, it's equally important. And I think that myself, I struggled at the beginning to see that, you know, to put it in a larger scope of what I'm doing is important, no matter if it's monetized or not. it is important because this is what I want to do. So, and I recognize that maybe the other co-founder that I have with, they have full-time jobs and so on. So for them, it's an add-on and they don't take it as a this job. And it's about taking it as a commitment and I think valuing it more. So this is the link that I say, like, until you value and you understand the value of what you're doing and you're commit to it, if it's paid or unpaid, it doesn't matter then. Because then you know what I'm bringing is important and then you could prioritize it and you can put it forward. So it's not a question of money anymore. It's a question of commitment that I recognized.
That's well articulated. So it's not just you that you're talking about. You're noticing how your fellow people, colleagues, women, founders, committed or not committed based on this being an unpaid, non-monetized position. And that has some effect on you, or is it just that you're noticing it?
It has an effect on me because I struggle to understand what's wrong with them, why they don't have that commitment. And we decided, you know, a couple of weeks ago that we cannot continue like this because what we do has a commitment. And if you're not committed to it, then there is no point to continue. Then you can be a senior board advice member or whatever you can be, but if you're not willing to put the hours required to make it happen. And I think it helps me, and it was very clear for me, the point that what we discuss sometimes when I start to give a lot and expect a lot, we discuss that very many, and then I get disappointed, and then you truly, and this is was one of the struggle session maybe that we have had, where we, you know, I didn't understand what am I talking about there, but it's to find, am I the one putting myself too much or am I being clear with other, what is the expectation and what is the point, but where is their contribution? And I think this is one key learning from me that I, you know, when you put it into action, you feel much more easier when you take that discussion. So it helps in leading to good situation and leading to a good result without being, but it's without being being true to what is really the purpose of what we're doing rather than sugarcoating it to keep a certain facade. And I think that I have been able to shift more and to learn from what we did. And take it into that.
We've articulated a lot of things here, and I could ask you about a number of these things, but I just want to check with you, what do you want to get as an outcome from our session today?
Yeah, you asked me last time to look at the intake questionnaire, and I looked into that, and I think we have covered a lot in our sessions, and I feel that we are very much aligned to what I have written there. And we have covered so much that sometimes maybe they were not connected, but when I put them all together, they were connected. So there were, I found that there is some kind of things there. So from today, I was thinking more to look into how can maybe I continue. I learned a lot. And sometimes when we need to stay focused and stay true to ourselves, what does it that mean to us, you know, instead of trying to please and so on, but straight through that this is truly what I believe in, this is truly, so this is sometimes where when I don't see people committing as much as I do, maybe what can I do there, how can I, because it's very hard to get somebody committed. But it's maybe clearer to show what does it mean to be committed. So this is something I thought by being true to yourself and what you want to achieve, and especially when you work with six co-founders, you know, five co-founders beside me, it's not easy to get every, because we're not similar at all. Mm-hmm. So this is something I thought maybe we could address, that dynamic in this team, and how can we work with it more smoothly?
So the context is how to be true to yourself with this team of volunteer women working together, seven of you in total?
Six, five plus me.
Okay, yeah. Six of you working together. And the context for you is, how do I stay true to myself? I feel like I'm missing something in that. What is the gap that you have right now that you want to?
I think the gap that I have right now is showing, you know, maybe being clear on the commitment that they need to have. Because if you want to be, because some people still want to stay and do things, you know, like, because it's a good brand for me. It's a good name for me. But then they don't act to it. They don't act on it. But still, I want to be there. Still, I want to have my name on the website and I want to talk about it. Fair enough. But when I don't see that they put that commitment in, it gets a little bit hard for me to say that, you know, here you want this, but you're not putting what does it mean to reach that. And this is something that in this dynamic of that team, it's hard because maybe when you are starting, and we have been working maybe for the last 4 years together and we have known each other for longer, it's much harder to say to somebody, you know what, now you're not at that level. You just need to be an advisor maybe. So you cannot push somebody. Some people are easy understanding it, but some people it's very hard for them to understand. Now I need to commit. And that's where it's really needed. And you cannot play around, you know, with being one day yes, one day no, one day I do this, one day I don't do that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the commitment level of each person and how to communicate or to have the conversation with the other five women, is that what you're asking?
How to explain to them that this is, you know, the getting to the point of, it's not about the branding here. It's about getting things done. It's about, you know, where the role that you could play. And me being clear on that. How can I explain that to them? And how can I be maybe... You know, some people are, you know, I recognize some people are much more tougher than me, that you say like, okay, here you're not doing what you're supposed to do, then get, you know, I'm not that person. So I'm still, you know, trying to withhold everybody's, you know, like the spirit and so on. But at the same time, sometimes I don't get myself clear, maybe. This is what is required, and that's the commitment. You commit maybe... Sometimes we run before we know that we have everybody's with us going to run.
You're a runner, aren't you? You're a runner?
Yeah.
Run before what?
Before you know that everybody will going to run with you. You know, it's like they might stand, they might stop for a ice cream. I don't know.
Is it ice cream season yet?
Every time I hear the ice cream truck, I just say, Carly,
I want the ice cream truck.
I know. But right, it's 6 o'clock.
Oh, it's at the end. Okay.
Yeah.
So by the end of this session, if you feel you're ready to, if you're clear for yourself and you're ready to explain to them what your thinking is around how to be ready to run or to find out what's stopping them from being ready to run. Is that what would tell you this has been a good, successful session or something else? So what is it in your own words? Because I'm sort of, how will you know that you've got from this session what you want?
What are the elements that I need to secure we have in place when people maybe commit beside their words, and how can I make it clear for them that this is what is required right now?
What are the elements I need to secure in place? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And then how, what?
And how can I be able to be clear and tell it to them?
How can I be able to be clear? Okay. Clear. I just want to make sure I'm on the same page as you. And then communicate that to them.
Mm.
Okay. All right. And maybe there'll be some ice cream involved somewhere.
I'm sure.
All right. So where would you like to start?
What the element, you know, when we, maybe the point of committing and maybe start again with this, the face that acknowledging the fact that even though you're not paid for it, I don't know, again, that to find the value of maybe go back to the point stating, okay, do we see the value? Do you see the impact of what you're doing? And do you see the role of what you're, you know, bringing in? Going back to the point of, let's pose, and then go back to the point where can we understand where we are going and what is it, the role that we need to play, and what is it that each one of us are committed to do? And be clear, by commitment is not the fact that at my terms, because when I commit to the team, not only on my terms on a Sunday afternoon when nobody is at home, for example, I can do that job. It's to carve out the right time for it. And maybe at that point, understand that the commitment is beyond just when I have free time, overflow of time, maybe.
As you speak, the question that comes to me is, what inspires you about being involved in this organization?
Is the fact my passion to help others, to accelerate the success of others? So if I see my one, you know, I work on a little bit more on my purpose is to accelerate the success of others, and and not to do the same mistake that I did, for example, not to fall into the trap that I have managed to fall in. And it was extremely important. Yesterday, I was sitting with my 10 years old girl, and she told me, "Mom, I want to be a role model." And then I said, "What role model? You know, what is it for you, a role model?" And then she started to explain about her being, you know, that people should be themselves. People should not believe of what they are told, that they cannot do this, of being being carried by the pressure, social pressure or group pressure, and so on and so forth. And I recognize that's a 10 years old that is telling me all this. And I'm trying, I told her, I want you to talk to women that we are trying to help them. And this is something that inspires me. This is something that I want to help other to be themselves. And I want to help other not to value what's unique about them. And that's what's keeping me going in this organization. And I feel like I am an inspiration. I can inspire others. And that's very, very driven for me right now. It's like an inner drive. And when I see my colleague with me, that they don't have the same passion, maybe at my level, and they want to still be there, it annoys me. So this is a little bit where I think I understood very much the value and the true things we're bringing is very good. But then you need to believe it yourself. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what you're doing. So that's, I think, what's driving me to stay there.
Well, it's so wonderful. Your 10-year-old daughter is so interested in being a role model. And your inspiration comes through for passion, for wanting to support other women. How clear are you, or how do you know that the other women, other five women, aren't as passionate as you?
That's a good question. Right now, I measure them on their level of engagement and level of driving, you know, like the drive, you know, like reaching something that we are not reaching. We're not, it's like, and more solution rather than problems. And not talking about the time that it takes, but the value that it brings, you know. Those are elements that, for in my mind, gets me into the point like, okay, is there a commitment there? Is there something that more than a meeting on a Thursday afternoon or a Thursday evening? You know, it's like, that's what for me is like right now, I wouldn't say a measurement, but an indicator. And we understand that all of us have different things at our table. So all of us has, it's not that I judging that I don't have anything, but still, if you want to stay on, then I think you have to show that in your action.
So right now, it seems like there's some assumptions that you're making based on behavior that you're noticing, which may be valid. And at the same time, I just asked you what inspires you or motivates you to be part of this. And you're saying that you don't really know other than what they are making important with their actions. You don't know why they're there or you don't know what their motivation is. Is that?
I think at the beginning they had it because we all were like, you know, very driven and the one, but right now I really don't know. No, I assume I see from action and no action, but I don't know. It's like you push on the gas and then you brake, you push and you brake, and then you do it in and this is a little bit where I think I have the struggle to understand where are you. And because when you put the question, you get the positive answer, but then you don't see the action. So it's like, that's, I think it's my struggle right now with them.
What do you want to do with that?
I want to be clear as much as possible because I value those individuals, but I want to be clear that to be on that and accomplish what we set want to accomplish requires much more than this. Mm-hmm. I think this is something, and I value them because I think the totality that makes us makes this group valuable because we are different and because.
You do use the word value and valuable a lot. Again, in this session, seems like a really important set of values for you. What do you want to, I see you writing. Let me just let you write. What were you writing?
I write like for the value and valuable, it's what the value they're bringing in and showing them value. Showing it to them, and maybe they don't see it themselves what they're bringing in, and maybe this is something I could be better in, seeing that this is the great value you bring in here, and we all of us bring others different things, but maybe be more clearer myself, you know, this is what's your contribution, and this is what we value here, and this is what we only need right now. So I think that could be a much better start. instead of being very, you know, like analytical, you do this, I do that, you know, it becomes like a distribution of tasks, but maybe to lift up ourselves and to talk, okay, let's talk about the value we're bringing in here, each one of us. Mm-hmm. And then make it visible to each other. So it's a go back as a team and redefine maybe what's keeping us together and what do we see to continue and to drive that commitment.
You sound clear when you say that. Mm-hmm. There are two metaphors that you've already used, so I just want to check with you if they have any resonance for you to bring in here, which is the run and the walk, the whole, you want to run, but you need to know whether they're walking or whether they just want to be slower. And then the other one is the foot on the brake, gas, brake. How might you use either of those to explain anything you've just said or not?
I would say that, you know, based on what we want to achieve, do we see the thing that, are we all in the right, you know, running in the right direction? Are we all right, you know, running in the same speed, or are we lagging, you know, somebody's lagging behind? So what is the speed that we're at? And that's okay to have different speed, as no, we know that we will pick you up from wherever we're going to pick you up, but we need to know. And I think this is the most important. And if this requires at one point of time that we all need to run, let's run. So we are all saying that right now it is a running, period. And the foot on the brake and the gas is to secure that when you need a break, say it earlier on. Maybe it's the way to communicate, say it earlier on in advance. So we are able to fill the gap, because we are not that many, fill the gap for this void for a period of time, so we can continue. And when somebody break, it doesn't mean that everybody should break. That because we will continue, and that person has the possibility to basically catch up later on. But the thing has to continue forward, you know. We need to continue walking. We cannot stop because sometimes you think that if I stop, then they cannot take decision or they cannot do that. So this is something that is important to be clear on. When somebody is needing a break, let's be very clear about it. And let's be consistent in the deliverable, because you cannot give one day and then forget the second day. So this is a little bit where it goes like a cardiogram. You know, we don't know when it's going to spike and somebody up to speed and then delivering, and then when they go on a low and they don't respond to you, any emails or any WhatsApp, etc. So I think the clarity will help us out to get into more of a joy to do what we're doing.
Well, as you speak, it seems clear. And you said that one of the things you wanted was, how can I explain to them and be clear in being able to communicate? So how do you feel about what you've just shared as a way to communicate?
I think it's clear in my mind, but when you get the silence as a response to this, when you get the silence and people, I really don't know, then how can we, you know, how can I double click on it to say, okay, what does it mean? You know? And I think this is where people, maybe why I said at the beginning, if they don't see what their value they are bringing and the void they create, it's very hard for them to understand what does it mean, what I'm talking about. because I've been saying that multiple times, but it didn't, you know, it didn't resonate maybe. So to get the message through maybe, and how to deal with when people give you the silence mode in those instances.
Are you the leader, by the way, of this? You sound like you are.
By my action and what I have been doing this year is to expand the reach and to do that. I, by default, became more and more taking that leadership role, but I'm not assigned to it. So I'm not like a CEO or a chairman or whatever for it. I'm just one key contributor, but I have been with my more or less my attitude towards when I commit to do something, I take on plenty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry. Go on.
No, and this is the thing that we discussed before, you know, like you have, then I tend to take a lot of things instead of from the beginning, be clearer. Okay, you do this, you do that, maybe. Mm-hmm. So it's like covering up for others than being clear about what's the role of each one of us.
Yes. So there's a number of things that are coming to me to ask you about. So there's that whole thing of you being the person you are, wanting to fill a leadership void and take responsibility because of who you are. And you're just, that's part of your value you bring, from what I hear, is you take responsibility. And then the flip side is you take too much responsibility and then feel what?
And feel that I'm the only one who's nagging to drive at the end of the day. You know, I'm the only one who's like, yeah, we need to do this or we need to do that or, you know, or, yeah, it's just being me who I am. It's like ending up doing so much of other things, and they appreciative. They appreciate that. But then I don't want only appreciation from them. I want their contribution, because it's not what I'm looking for here. You know, I'm looking for a helping hand. I'm not looking, you know, I'm looking for brains with me. I'm not looking for somebody to only say, you're doing a great job. I don't, you know, it's not that. I want to create the impact we want to create.
Yes.
So this is, I think it's another flip, that it's not only the appreciation, it's the commitment. It's like we are here together to go on. And I don't need to go back to it and to remind people on it.
So you said, and I didn't quite understand the term, but you said you wanted elements that you need to secure in place and then be able to communicate and get commitment. So what are you now aware of from our conversation from when we started? What have you got so far in your elements? And what you need to communicate.
Yeah. I got more to bring up. One element is which each one of us, what are they contributing with? What they are bringing to the table. The second thing I think I got out as well, the fact that we have different pace, and that's fine as long as we know that where we're going. We can have different pace, but we just need to be very clear, the same thing about when we're stopping, where we're continuing. So it's, I think, how do we communicate? It's another key element for me. And it doesn't mean that if somebody stopped, that everybody should stop. We will continue, except that somebody needs to take that that decision to stop. I think this is another element. And again, I think from what we have discussed before, is the fact that I should not be filling voids. I should be clear in maybe much better, you know, this is the role I'm taking. Who's going to take that other role? So maybe the clarity on the roles.
Because the underlying sense I get is that if you don't clarify your role, that you're going to get resentful of taking on and filling the void, because you tend to be a person who's responsible and wants to see results. How does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
And part of this is, how do you authentically be truthful about everything you've shared with me? Yeah. By the way, if you want this recording, you're welcome to have it. You shared so many things so beautifully, authentically, truthfully about your vision, your inspiration, what your concerns are, what you don't know about them, how you can find out whether they want to run or walk, what happens when the brakes are on, and how, who picks up the, who gets on the gas when they're not. So this seems like you've got a whole bunch of really good things. How do you then order this into something that is inspiring for them to want to engage with you in this conversation?
That's a very good question. I don't know if by sharing, and this is something, the way I think, it's like, if I share my my inspiration, and my, if I share like what drives me in this, again, go back to the why I do what I do in this, maybe that could be a good starting point for them to recognize that, you know, are we all having, what is our maybe driving us coming to this or doing this? And what am I doing to make it happen? So not only taking it on a, I want to do better, you know, better society, community around me, but what am I doing actually to make it better? And I think this is something, maybe the combo of those two things will help me, or will help to inspire them to get into the conversation and to say, okay, what is it that part of our mission that we're on right now, you want to do more, or what do you bring in, the value you bring in, or your contribution to that? And I think this is maybe, you know, because it's not me about accusing, it's about them coming in with what's they inspiring them, and what's getting into, what is the action they're going to take. I think this could be a better ground of, because I don't have the answer for them. You know, I can't speak on their behalf. But I think I could maybe allow that discussion to take place. That might be maybe much easier, rather than doing it the other way around, like, yeah, do you commit to do that, or, you know, going into the tasks. So that could be one way to do that.
Sounds clear.
Thank you.
So how do you feel about the plan you just laid out there?
I think it's very clear.
Where does the ice cream fit in?
The reward that we deserve it.
Did I imagine it, or did you say you wanted to bring some fun earlier into this, or some?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you bring the ice cream? The joy. Yeah. How do you bring the joy into this as well?
And I think this is one of the things that the team felt like there is no fun in it, and because we are only drilling on the to do, rather than into that, okay, what's the drive in this and the joy in it? And that's a good question, because if you have limited amount of time with this team, and then you need to achieve so much, and you feel like you need to, everybody need to do this and that, and you lose that element of bringing, you know, a little bit of fun or laughing or whatever out of it. or doing a check-in. You know, we teach everybody that you need to do a check-in, you need to understand, and then bam, bam, bam. Maybe because we are different, and you have in the team the one that they want the agenda, and the one they want the structure, and the one that they come 5 minutes, 10 minutes late, the Greek and the Spanish, and you know, it's a good mix. But and then the one that they tell you honestly, I'm very tired, I need a break, and this is a little bit where. We need to maybe lift up the notion of what will bring joy into this team. Because what will be fun to do and will make it more fun or light meeting or whatever when we meet, and to make it more joyful, the discussion, rise, rather than to be very, you know, hardcore deliverable. Mm.
Yeah. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Yeah, I like pistachio.
Oh, pistachio.
It's good.
Yeah, so it seems like having some fun or joy or bringing some lightness is important. Mm. It just sounds like you've got a really clear idea of what to say. So I just want to check with you again, how are you feeling now versus when you began this conversation?
Much clearer on what is it. First, what's inspiring to be there, and I think that's important to be what motivates me and inspire me to be there, and it's good to start from there. And the fact that I cannot push somebody to be committed until they know themselves, until they can bring that. So I cannot push them to be committed. So I think that's an important thing. I could share my commitment, I could share my inspiration, I could share why I'm doing what am I doing, but I cannot get anybody to commit if they don't want to commit at the end of the day.
Yes.
It's not my job.
That's a great awareness. What other insights have you gained about yourself and how you want to show up in this whole environment? Or maybe there's other insights you've had.
It's to show up with the more clear about the purpose and more clear about my commitment to that. Because I didn't even share it myself sometimes, you know. I run, but it's like, it's not maybe clear in that. I'm not clear myself. So,
okay. So what's next?
Well, address that soon. Taking into in action and talk to the team and basically carve out time for the team itself to reconvene and to spend time on those questions.
Mm. What do you need in order to get that underway?
I think it's to before the summer, maybe to organize one session or to organize one meeting with them, and then take that question and then say, you know, propose it. That is it something that basically we can discuss to go more into, because if we are clear why we're doing what we're doing, and each one of us, then I think each one of us can be much stronger in running and going into the direction, because we know that we are all going in the same direction with different roles. So this is an important aspect that we could take it forward.
And the other thing that comes to me is, how do you define the boundaries of your involvement?
What a good question, Carly. That's a I think it's by defining, you know, I think for me to keep going, I need to get inspired and I need to get maybe rested and I need to get, and I need to find the limit of where do I need that break and maybe be more aware of that moment that is required, maybe to set 1 hour or to set to say that, okay, I could work 3 times per week, but I cannot work, you know, the 7 days. And maybe I could set those boundaries and I could be clear with them. And say that maybe in the summer I do one thing, I don't do five. And then you can count on me on doing this. What gets in my way, it's my ambition. It's my driven ambition, like we can do this and we can do that, and I can, and this is what I started to do by saying that I'm busy more than ever, you know. I work every night, in the evening, etc., which before I didn't. So it's a little bit of that moment where I need to set that boundaries and to say, okay, this is what I could, this is how much I commit. And keep time for keep the healthy time for myself.
So you've articulated that it's actually a major impact across your life is taking on too much and not giving yourself enough rest time.
Yeah.
How do you want to take that knowledge forward in the next few weeks? Not just in for this team, but for your life situations.
It's like, don't start a laundry machine at 8 o'clock on Sunday evening.
No.
No, but it's not to, if I think one thing I need to learn and I need to take it into my life, that I don't need to fill in every single hour with something. I don't need to keep on, you know, moving, to keep on, you know, doing this and doing that. And then I could say I can do it later. So it's this point where I just need to say, and you know, the tiny habits is again to take small steps and to try with small steps rather than big things. And I think maybe I could start with taking those small steps to say, you know, I don't know, I'm the only one maybe on the planet that they don't watch Netflix for any series, for example. I don't know. It's like, I don't have time for it. It's like, so maybe try to decide that, yes, I will do those small tiny things that will give me energy, and every day I will try to do one thing that is for me maybe, and will help me out to stay happy or to stay happy with me more.
It sounds really, really healthy.
Yeah.
How committed are you now to taking that into your tiny daily steps of just time for you?
I am, because it's, I see the, I see the value of it and I understand it. I understand it in my mind, but I can't get it. I can't get my brain to rest and to help me to do that. So it's, I think, it's like those down dog that I do. I think I could, as I manage, then I can do something else. So, to take that time.
Sorry, I forgot about your downward dogs. What's the equivalent of downward? Well, maybe downward dog is here as well, but what's the equivalent of downward dog in this situation?
Me on my own. you know, take just time off, just not to mentally be challenged, or not to be mentally into deciding, or not to be mentally worried about, you know, what I should have done, what I should do, what I have, you know. It's like to keep that space and to go into that moment where I don't feel, I don't need to judge myself. Maybe this is a good moment for me, I think.
That's a theme we've heard before.
Yeah.
So what's the either the physical thing or that you'll do, like a downward dog equivalent, or something you'll say differently to yourself to remind yourself to take the time for you?
I think I would say this is, I will do, you know, I, you know, did you take your downtime? You know, it's like, take that, you know, just, and then either go for a walk or go, or just sit and, you know, physically be, you know, you don't need to do. To sit, to be that in that stillness that I mentioned. And then I think I would say to myself, you know, what have you done for you today?
Yeah, good. How does that feel to have that? What have you done for you today?
Mm-hmm. And I think I would like to write it down. Maybe by writing it down, by start writing it down, then I would see that, okay, what is it that I succeed maybe to do for me today, and gave me energy?
That sounds supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Good work. You really, again, have come up with quite a lot of things here. So how are you feeling about the work you've done in the session today?
I'm very happy with where you pushed me on the boundaries. I think this is something I really struggle myself, because I think every moment that I don't move or I don't do, I feel it's a wasted, but it's not. It's a gain. I think I'm very happy that you put that in, and I think I'm more clearer about the way that I will be dealing with my colleagues, and where I think we could be clearer on the commitment that we have and how can we drive it forward. And I think I'm very happy with that, because this is something, I'm living it, and I think it's needed for the time being.
Well, it's such a pleasure again to hear you go through the process of just working with you. And do you feel this is a place to stop?
Yes, thank you so much.
Part of me wants to stay 4 minutes near the ice cream truck.
It's coming. I promise. It comes to... Every Friday we still hear it, and I understood that when it has the sound, that means that they have sold everything. And I don't know if this is right or wrong, but they are going around.
Well, it's a great memory, a great shared memory to have with you, and I'm so appreciative we have this fun thing to engage with.
I know. Thank
when you have ice cream, think of me. When you have,
I will. Cream, so I will.
Pistachio, love pistachio, yes. Too. So
that's good. You're not allergic to it, but
no, I'm not. So just wonderful to connect with you. And I think we're already in for 2 weeks. Is that still okay with you?
Yes, all absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you, Carla. Bye.
Bye.